Black Friday sales are encroaching on Thanksgiving night. Again, more shoppers are leaving the dinner table for local malls to take advantage of big discounts. Marva Hinton has more from the WLRN Miami Herald newsroom.
Thank you, Wanda. The early bird gets the worm. Thousands of South Florida shoppers flooded stores on Thanksgiving looking for Black Friday deals. As Ariana Prothero tells us, it's one of several steps being taken by brick-and-mortar stores to compete with their online counterparts.
More than 300 people waited in line for doors to open at 8 p.m. Thursday for Toys R Us in Doral. Black Friday has been steadily encroaching on Thanksgiving Day across the country. Stores want to give consumers more flexibility and more time to take advantage of Black Friday sales. The National Retail Federation estimates that overall sales will rise this year in November and December by 4.1%. According to Forrester Research, the online part of that is expected to rise by 15%. Retailers are pulling out the stops to attract customers into their stores. Along with earlier Black Friday start times, stores are matching the cheaper prices found online by offering free layaway and shipping. I'm Ariana Prothero in Miami.
Coming up at 7:30, we'll have more details about how Black Friday is shaping up in South Florida and the impact it'll have on the local economy. The director of Florida's Department of Veterans Affairs is compiling his list of legislative priorities. Mike Prendergast plans to ask lawmakers to streamline job credentialing and professional licensing for recently returned veterans who held similar jobs in the military. He also wants recognition he says is long overdue for one group of veterans.
We have 140,000 women veterans in the state. Now, we just added a few license plates, and I haven't discussed this with anyone, so please don't shoot me, but I think it would be nice if we had a license plate for our women veterans.
Last legislative session, specialty license plates were added for combat infantrymen, the Silver Star, and the Distinguished Service Cross. But don't rush out to get them. They're not available just yet. Prendergast says the most popular military license plate in Florida is the U.S. Marine Corps plate. And our news partner, the Miami Herald, launches its 32nd Wish Book series this week. Between now and New Year's Eve, the paper will roll out about 40 profiles of extraordinarily needy people in our community. They range from a former foster kid struggling to pay her own way through college to a 15-month-old in need of a life-saving heart transplant. Since 1982, Wish Book stories have raised several million dollars. Miami Herald reporter Cami Clark wrote the opening story for this year's Wish Book series. She says it's a welcome departure from typical news out of South Florida.
Sometimes you're like, you know, telling the worst in people, and this brings out the best because you really can feel for these people and see a genuine need. And most of these people are very humble and are not requesting it themselves. You know, an agency has requested these wish book things in their name.
Last year, the project raised more than $500,000 in donations and managed a wish book first, helping three individuals land jobs. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Marva Hinton. Now back to Wanda Miles.
Coming up, a report about scientists using the unique ocean conditions off the California coast to find out if shellfish can adapt to more acidic water.